So Ollie, looking forward to another North West derby. Matches against Sligo these days, they're not daunting affairs. They've been tight games, so they have. Are you expecting another tight one tomorrow night?
Hopefully, Oisin, yeah, to put it that way. If we're ready and right, we hope to make it tight for Sligo. But to be fair to them, you know, they're on a great run. They've gradually improved as the season went on, and they're now in the cup semi-final, you know, in 2 weeks' time, that we'll have a work cut out without doubt. But it's great to be in the Northwest Derbies, as you call them, and it's great to be going to Sligo again, to put it that way.
The fact that they're still in the cup, and now we know they've been drawn against Dundalk, maybe is their focus shifting towards the cup and not so much the league now, because I don't think they've really got anything left to play for, Ollie?
Well, I sincerely hope you're right, Oisin, but to be fair, you know, it can work both ways, and, you know, if they're players trying to play for places in a cup semi-final against Dundalk, you know, they'll be, I don't doubt they'll be anything but very well prepared and very much at it, to put it that way, to Oisin. And, you know, Sligo Rovers have never been anything different as regards professional, and I think, you know, we need to be at our very best to hand it over tomorrow night.
So after the defeat to St Pat's then, Ollie, what's it been like this week in training for you guys?
It took its time to get over that defeat. It was, we've had several defeats over the season, as you well know, but that one was a little bit harder to take, on the basis that we got ourselves into a good position. We didn't play all that well, but effectively we handed the game away. That's taken nothing away from Pats in any manner, Oisin, but, you know, the two goals were two mistakes that, it was disappointing. There's no point in saying anything different. Any defeat is disappointing, but that took a while to get over. But look, we're back at it, and we're in tonight as regards, you know, Thursday, and we need to move on very quickly from that defeat.
Yeah. Two away games for you before you've got a next home game. How important are these two away ones now to pick up points on, Ollie?
We need to try and pick something up. You know, they're both hugely difficult games, away to Sligo, away to Cork. We need to try and pick something up. We felt, you know, we should have picked something up against Pats, and we need to try and salvage whatever we didn't pick up in that game, albeit at home, that game. You know, we need to get performances to try and get results. I think, you know, without playing all that well on Friday, as I said earlier on, we just let it slip, unfortunately, and we need to be a lot better than that to try and get anything out of those two games that you mentioned. But look, we haven't even looked at Cork, Oisin. Its total focus is on Sligo tomorrow night, and that itself will take a huge effort.
Yeah, you drew 1-1 with Sligo at the showgrounds on your last visit, and Sligo lost 2-0 to Harps and Ballybuffet. Can you 1-2-0? Can you one on the road tomorrow night and get a result and get a couple of goals on?
They really get beaten at home, to put it that way to you. Yeah, Dundalk turned them over, and they also turned Dundalk over there. They're a good side on the road, but they're probably a very good side at home, is the best way to put it. I think they have got better since the time we played them down there. They've gradually, it's a new team that they've had, and they've gradually, you know, gone and got stronger and stronger. And, you know, the fact that they won 4-2 in Cork 2 weeks ago is testimony of that. And the fact that they're in a cup semi-final, you know, points that they have improved. But we need to improve to try and stay with that, Oisin.
Yeah. Are you getting any more comfortable with the finishing line getting a wee bit closer yet, Ollie? Or is it still too far out to suggest that you can secure this automatic relegation spot just?
You know, absolutely not. Are we getting comfortable? Well, certainly not, Oisin. You know, this has probably twists and turns to go yet. We've got the UCD at home. That'll be huge. And we need to try and pick up a point or two before that to try and give you some sort of a distance between them, because they haven't gone away. And I think we have to improve to try and get that playoff spot.
Yep. Injury-wise, just finally, Ollie, how are you fixed for Friday?
Yes, we'll be long-term injuries with Kieran Gallagher and Michael Gallagher. Unfortunately, Niall Logue is out tomorrow night. He picked up an injury against Pats and hasn't fully recovered, so he's also out. Little knocks and bruises, and that we need to look at things tonight to see whether people are fit to start tomorrow or tomorrow week, but nothing long term other than the ones I mentioned.
Yeah, okay. All the best luck against Sligo on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Oisin.